The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, look what's here. Bam! New merch is available. Thank you, everybody who's already placed your orders. These are available until March 22nd. Go to podcastmerch.com/NNFA. Get your black on black to go with your black on black.
You understand that? Oh, and today we got a burner. Yes, sir. Indeed, we do. We got a wild one.
I know we say this every week, but this week we really mean it. This is a wild one.
We got Matt Richards on. Hilarious episode. I want y'all to watch, laugh, and of course, subscribe to No Need for Apologies.
I've been getting mine working too, man. This is flat. There. But it's coming off. like my hair, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he said wave check. And I ain't gonna lie, I've been quietly not competing, but definitely working hard to get my shit back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that shit always. God damn, that shit.
Whatever.
That's
like,
what you call glisten in the light,
there's
nigga.
There's no seasickness when it comes to curls, man.
Waves
is the talent.
But there's seaweed in the ocean.
Yeah, but. You was born with that. Nobody,
yeah.
you know
Abso
what I mean? You don't have to do no work.
I just got to wet it up.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's niggling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That voice there is our guest this week, the wonderful Mr. Matt Richards.
What's going on, man? The incredible Matt Richards.
Matt, dude, this is we realized this is a rarity. You don't really do that many podcasts, do you,
yeah.
man?
Ooh, yeah. Why don't you do, Matt? Why aren't you ever really on podcast?
I mean,
Matt?
You
because
be busy.
The audio traps your soul.
Oh shit, the audio traps your soul.
Matt Richards, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
man,
the Prince of Ignorance.
Comedian, magician, fucking
EP, fucking
host,
writer,
host of HQ, you know, all kinds of crazy shit, man.
Woo!
So
Super Bowl,
thank you for coming down, man.
Thank you
guys for having me. Honestly, this is a dream come true.
Yeah,
I fucks with y'all heavy.
Yeah,
you my nigga, my G.
You know the vibes.
Yeah,
yo, with the glasses and the grills, you feel like this interview could go anywhere.
And
that's
great, and that's fucking awesome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Derek Gaines. That's Dave Temple. That's the God. I'm the Great Boy, and welcome to No Need for Apologies.
Oh man, yo, how you doing?
I'm good. Good weekend.
Good weekend was good.
This relationship shit is kind of working out,
yeah,
man. We went to brunch and had all kinds of fun stuff, and the food was delicious, and we still like each other.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Nice. It's working out, and
look at you.
Telling jokes.
Growing the fuck up.
New York's
opening
back
up. Hold on, I got something.
Loving you.
I decided I wanted to be a grown-ass man.
No! Yeah! We got radio drops, nigga!
Let's go!
Yeah. New hoodies is here, man. Yo, check these out. They're a little bit weak late, but the black on black.
Black on black.
Holy shit,
NNFA,
man.
In NFA, let the boys be boys.
Out, man. I love
you with your shit. Huh?
Pickles, you did your fucking thing with these hoodies, man.
I like quality.
All right, hold on. That's enough.
Because right.
Apparently people don't like when Pickles be talking.
They don't
I'll
like
mute myself.
Talk.
I fucking hate you, dude.
We're getting shit. Well, they're like,
why
yo,
do people hate you? What did you do?
What did you do?
Succeed.
Oh, shit.
Good answer. Good answer.
Pickles the producer, man.
Good
we
answer.
Never going to let that man stop talking, man. All right. So let's get into it, man. We got Matt Richards here in the building, man. Matt Richards, man, you know, right now you're about to prospect to see if you can be part of the Black Air Force One gang. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, do you know anything about the Black Air Force One gang? And what we do?
I've heard that you guys are starting a movement
yes.
of sorts. I, for one, cannot endorse said movement. As much as I love and respect both of you, I have no desire
what?
To wear those robbery boots.
What?
I worked hard to get out the hood. Y'all niggas trying to drag me back.
Jesus Christ. Have
we're
you
trying
ever
to change
been,
the narrative,
yeah,
but
have
we're
you
trying?
Ever been negatively affected by Black Air Force One?
I've been robbed by niggas in them. So no thank you. That's a need for an apology right there.
Oh, man, come on.
Apologize to me. I love that wallet.
The wallet?
They took my whole shit,
man. Was it
man.
One of them Velcro
my
threefold?
My library card was in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Ain't that the worst? You ever get robbed when you're young and they just steal weird shit from you?
I needed, I had a token for the Pokemon League at Toys R Us.
Yeah, man. Soccer Jawias, just fucking weird shit.
That's crazy that you know that fucking... I just learned that on my other show.
Yeah. Sacagawea.
Yeah. Sacagawea coin. Yeah. Yeah. The dollar coin with the Indian lady on there. The
Where
Native
are Native
they?
American.
Where are
I'm
those?
Very PC. I'm a PC thug.
PC
That's right.
Thug?
Native American.
I control alt-delete intolerance.
Absolutely. And thank you for wishing me a happy Woman's Day today.
I had to, man, because we all came from women, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman.
Oh, shit!
What if she's not a woman anymore?
First of all, I'm not going to engage in this.
I'm just saying.
In this
what if you came from a woman that's not a woman anymore?
It happens.
Absolutely.
Yo, you ever think about that too with trans parents? Like, do you still, like, do you switch over to the other holiday? It's Mother's Day now. Oh, all right, I got to wait till Father's Day.
Oh,
and is
shit.
It offensive if you forget? And just out of habit, like, yo, we did 27 years of Mother's Day.
The first
now,
2 years,
boom,
yeah. The first 2 years, I
you
think
you got
that's
a little bit of an excuse.
Yeah, first 2 years, like, that's some shit to get used to right there. So it's like, yeah. But after that, yeah, I think.
Hallmark hasn't put that department together?
Hmm. I say real niggas celebrate their parents every day.
Okay.
Ooh.
You know, not just one day out the year.
Yeah.
You know, you got parents in your life, you celebrate them every day.
Now, you've been
that's
doing
true.
That a lot lately, too, man. You've been hanging out with your pops like heavy lately.
We reunited,
right?
And it feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit. Now, let me ask you this, because I don't like me and my pop, we reunited, but he had Alzheimer's by then, so it was like easier for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but like, that's not weird trying to latch on to another grown ass man, like later on.
Pause. fuck you say? Latch on? I ain't latching on to the nigga. We just had lunch.
That shit ain't weird sitting across from another dude. Like, I mean, know it's your pop.
He's
but
been
like...
in my life the entire time.
Oh, okay.
When I say my pop, too. Shout out to my dad. So, shout out to George Gaines.
My dad is a great dad. And we just be vibing now.
Dude.
Now that I'm an adult and he is also one, we can smoke the weed.
I'll be smoking weed with Matt Dad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Fun times.
Yeah, so you and your pop.
Shout out to my dad.
I love these grills. This is the most ignorant thing I've ever purchased in my life.
Is it really?
But it's cool.
Yo, what I
can't stop smiling.
That actually brings it to a question we usually ask every guest when they come on. Is there ever a time in your life you probably should have apologized,
but
didn't?
You didn't?
That's a hilarious question because yes. So many times I should have said sorry, but in the words of Justin Bieber, is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Yeah.
Go ahead, tell us one. Tell us
Give
one.
Give us right. one. Give us one, like a cool one.
Okay, this one's pretty jiggy. A time when I should have apologized and right. I didn't. Okay, I had a Spanish teacher named Miss Isanison. And Miss Isanison.
She's a real one.
No, she wasn't even Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I think she was Jamaican.
Okay.
And I didn't believe that she was a Spanish teacher for real.
Okay.
So I was a weird kid. I was always bringing animals to school and shit. And I had a mouse that because I picked it up at the pet store to feed a snake.
Okay.
So I brought the mouse to class.
Okay.
And the motherfucker got out the bag. Mrs. Henderson jumped on the table, said, "Cucaracha."
She thought it was a roach.
Yeah, I said, gotcha, bitch. That is not a cucaracha. I should have said sorry, but it was too fun. I was too busy laughing, man. I can't stop smiling. That's going to be a soundbite from this episode. I can't stop smiling. Yeah. Something. These make me so ignorant.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That's what it does, man.
Speaking of ignorance, nigga, Atlanta, All-Star Ooh, Weekend.
Atlanta.
God
oh, Atlanta,
damn.
They went the fuck in this weekend.
R.I.P. to all the ladies stuck out there because they thought they was going to get a baller. Now they're just living in a U-Haul.
I love So Matt is not exaggerating, people.
Nope.
For those of you who do not follow Urban News.
World Star!
Right. UNN. Yes.
It was UNN. It was All-Star Weekend this yep. past weekend in Atlanta. And you know what? Georgia's one of them states where they opened up and niggas was like, hey, we taking Full advantage, man. Full advantage, so, bro. Yo, there were actually women who went down there in U-Hauls. Couldn't get a hotel room, but just rented a U-Haul. You got that video queued up for me? Holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
let's get this a look.
And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a brilliant fucking plan to be like, yo, U-Haul, what, $19 a day?
$19.95.
Oh,
like they
no.
in the U-Haul getting dressed. This bitch got the nerve to have a mask on.
Well, the dude got the mask.
Oh, well, whatever. See,
they
now,
get ready.
Here's
look
the thing,
that.
Right?
Get ready.
And here's the thing: a lot of people will look at this and they judge, right? Mm-hmm. You judge. Yeah. Some people will even say that this is Black Air Force One energy. I say bullshit.
Okay.
I say,
okay.
Let's take a look at this. Because here's the thing, right? This is a good weekend. When they're old, they're going to talk about this weekend. They got something to talk about. Yeah. Something that's actually worth. Nobody want to hear a story about, oh, we went to Atlanta, we checked in our hotel, everything went nice, and then we came home. That's a whack-ass story.
That's a whack-ass story.
These bitches going to be like, bitch, we was in the U-Haul van, all right? Like, uh-huh. I was sucking dick. Like, all like they are going to have stories to tell. You understand? Like,
yeah.
That's a
taking Hennessy to the head. Like, it was just a good time.
Men's egos get boosted by women like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? There's going to be men who come home from Atlanta like, yo, what's the shit? I can't stop smiling.
I can't stop smiling. You got to understand, hoes are vitamins to niggas. Hoes give, that's like our fish oil.
Flintstone
fish
vitamins.
Oil. They're like our, hoes are fish oil to niggas. Like, you got to understand, they boost your energy. It's like brain power. It's like,
anything
know,
is possible.
B12. Yeah. B12, nigga.
No one, honestly, no one has judging them has done anything that remotely exciting in their fucking life.
Absolutely.
You know
especially
what I mean?
Now. So.
Did, like, to just raw a stranger in a van. That used to just be, we used to only see Bang Bus was the only thing that we even thought was possible.
That was all staged.
Exactly. They really did that shit.
They
do you understand
really
what
did
I'm
it.
Saying?
That's what you call homemade.
Then I decided to be a nigga.
Yes!
I'm going to lose my Disney endorsement. I'm kidding.
You're not that. Woo! Yeah.
But it's a weird thing that, like, I personally see the judgment. I see all the comments about
yeah.
this shit.
Oh, you know
what I mean?
Bad.
But I'm like, come on. They just having fun?
That's what you call making lemonade out of whores.
We was
like,
locked
out of U-Haul trucks. And
we was locked down for a year, bruh.
Long time.
A year. You know they done fucked up all they stimulus money, yep. all of they motherfucking unemployment, everything.
She didn't get a T-fix either. Nah, she spent that on something else. You saw them things. Them things was jagged, man, nigga.
She had one that was
fun.
Gold, though. Hey, boo. Fuck with a real nigga. Get the rest of them. Tops and bottoms.
I can't stop smiling.
I can't stop smiling.
I fuck with this. Matt Richards, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You don't know.
Like, they was down there. Show me the, Dylan, give me the next video, man. It was like women out here twerking and failing. You know, remember like that shit? Did you ever like get out of the car and dance at the red light?
Oh, no, I never done that.
You never
I
did
know.
That shit?
Dancing ass Derek never got out of the car at the red light
man.
And dance?
Old nigga Boogaloo never got out the car.
Let me show you the old nigga Boogaloo.
Hey,
let me show you the old nigga Boogaloo.
What do you say? What you say? My knees predict the rain.
I'ma show you a dance move that is clever. Now that I'm old, my knees predict weather. Let me show you.
That's
the
what I
get. Old nigga boogaloo.
Like an old nigga. Like I don't have it no more. I used to be popping on the train, waiting for the train. I don't have it.
Randomly breaks out into Beat Street choreography.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the music in his
I don't
heart.
Have no videos. But no.
Just great. He's just putting out cigarettes. That's the only move he got. You know.
Stomp the roach. Swat the fly.
Like, that's weird. It seems like pop locking should keep you young forever. Like,
I mean, I'm agile. I mean, I do it on stage. I mean, it helps me get around the stage very
he got
well,
the glucosamine chondroitin.
Mm. But nah, keeps my joints loose.
Were you a pop locker at all?
I never did a such thing.
Really?
Nope.
Breakdancer? Because
nah.
Breakdancing and pop locking two different things.
I
right?
did ballet.
The same realm.
You serious?
Yeah, I did ballet, tap, jazz, modern, hip hop, a little bit.
Jesus Christ, you a super nigga, man. Holy smokes. Renaissance. Yeah, man. Like
that's Lord Azeroth right there.
The Dark Lord Azeroth.
So, like, where now does, like, where does ballet and stuff kind of fit into your life? Like, does it?
Nowhere.
Like, there's nothing, like...
I still remember
remotely,
some.
Like, you might accidentally slip in the tub, but you immediately catch it or some shit like that.
Oh, like a pirouette.
No, I think, like, sometimes somebody drops something, I point with my foot very delicately. And they're like, wow, this nigga received formal training from the tutelage of Mr. Elliot Field at Ballet Tech.
Yeah. Can you...
It shows sometimes, every now and then. Sometimes I might hail a cab and I do, like a graceful finger...
I feel like Matt could take a woman's pants off with his feet. Like with his...
That's what you got into for the girls, right?
I got into ballet for nefarious reasons.
Mm.
It was second grade. I was out of the classroom on a bathroom pass, and I saw a line of girls in leotards going to the gym, and I said, fuck the bathroom. So I went into the gym, and they were holding tryouts for a prestigious dance school here in Manhattan.
Because you went to art school. You went to art. Well, that was
most of my life.
You most of your life?
Yes.
Indeed. So, I went to jazz college. Like, we talked about that. So, you probably...
It's ripping, baby!
It's ripping, baby! I used to have, like, an El Salvadorian Kunga drum teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Simon, and the motherfucker would grade me through sounds.
Yeah.
And go, shakalaka, shakalaka, shakalaka. Like, all that shit.
That is a serious hustle. Teaching niggas the Kungas?
Yeah.
What?
Kunga playing. I was...
What?
My mom put me in classes when I was in high school. That's why I was better in high school than everybody else. And then when I got to college, I got like a little mini scholarship that never happened because comedy happened.
Christ.
A Conga scholarship.
I got a Conga scholarship.
Derrick Gaines
crazy
could have been
shit.
The
I got a scholarship
king.
For playing hand drums, nigga. You don't know my life.
Yeah.
Skills.
I've been walking in the light my whole life,
you're
nigga.
Like E. Honda, nigga.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever notice when people get knocked down Street Fighter? Yeah.
Right. All right, did the twerk video come up or no? It's just still going there.
Okay.
Look at this. This is Atlanta.
Hey.
They're having a ball out there, boy.
Oh,
because of the sound.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh.
Without the bitch.
Is that the car taking
off?
Oh,
no. Right?
Yeah, they pulled
off. She tried to get up twice.
Watch this.
Dude. Oh, no.
Wait, get up and... Dude, that's a move right
now. Oh, man.
In the voice of E-40... Ghost ride the wheel.
Let me explain something to you. That girl is wife material right there now. She
really?
Has been humbled. Do you understand me?
She's like, oh no, my rental. Come back.
That girl is done hoeing. Do you understand?
Yeah, you gotta be done. Oh. That should be the cap right there.
Shit.
When you get left, fall, get Yo, up and fall again, yeah, it's time for you to have
she,
a couple kids.
She's gonna be one of those women that like beats her child on live for twerking, but doesn't really explain to her kid why she's so angry about
it. Projection. She a projection.
This is a gateway dance. And it leads to a life that I don't want for you.
Shit.
I want better for you than what I had. I'm not going to let my daughter gateway dance. Starts out twerking on Instagram. Right. And then next thing you know, you're shooting Corona out your coochie in a lockdown barbershop.
And they're like, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. And then she reveals her knees to show
then
the scars.
A Family Matters episode where they talk and the music plays. And I just want better for you, right, man?
Laura Winslow did it, so you don't have to. Twerking for Steve. She twerked for Stefan. That's how they went to Disney.
No, but I'm watching the episode right now. Laura loved the nigga Stefan over the creator, which was Steve, and then Stefan winds up leaving her, and she falls for Steve any fucking way. It's crazy, bro.
Hey.
Crazy, bro. Laura was so selfish for 9 fucking seasons.
Steve went to the ends of the earth.
Ends
for
of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
For wow. Laura. And
I
Laura
still
played
understand
him
that.
For 9 fucking seasons.
And all Steve would ever say, no sweat, my pet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wearing you down, baby. I'm wearing you down. The most optimistic nigga. Like,
got any cheese?
Got any cheese? Huh?
You know
did
what
I do that?
You know what was weird about when he would turn to Stefan?
What's that?
He would get celebrities to come to his basement and sing the Laura.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It's like,
no, even when he was Steve, he got Johnny Gill to sing to Laura. And,
but that's what I'm saying. My. What level of cool is that? Like, where you go from just being a nerd to, like, I have a celebrity's phone number.
But it was Freddie Jackson.
And he's coming to my crib to sing in the basement to my teenage girlfriend.
Urkel was rich. Steve, you got to understand. Urkel was rich.
Yeah, he was only supposed to be in that one episode.
And then he took the episode. Look at you, look. See
white,
this shit?
He's so cool, man. Look at the
father. Everybody, here go. Selfish over here.
Uh-huh.
Party on.
Yeah.
Look at all the bitches. Yes. It's really you.
Watch this part.
Please, baby.
Jeez, smooth.
Smooth shit. Wake up. Forehead kiss.
Yeah, because she's not.
He kisses her.
Wake up.
She's not conscious.
She faints again. Come on, man. Like...
Oh,
but this was the beginning of Laura's true selfishness. I've never seen something so crazy because Steve did this for her. He did this for her.
Right.
And then she falls for the creation, but not the creator. And that for 9 whole fucking seasons. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean.
I never seen such selfishness.
That's usually what it is, though, right? Falling for the creation and not the creator. Mm. Like, you know, I mean, y'all, I don't know, you ever did a long-term relationship thing, but usually once you provide a good lifestyle, that's what they love. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, I'm here. Eventually, they stop fucking with the creator. You know what I mean? You'd be like,
I'm going to go home now. That just resonated so heavy.
Right? That's family.
I'm about to take my grills
out. I'm just saying. No, you can't take your grills.
I can stop smiling now. I am done smiling. Dave, shit just got real. Nigga, that. Ow. Ow.
Oh, shit.
It stings.
It's just. Look, we were talking about this before the show started about, like, there's a weird level of integrity that is not expected, you know what I mean, of the fairer sex. And it's weird, too, because I be watching some, I be listening to, like, all right, one time I was listening to one of the Muslim CDs.
Okay, talk your shit, son.
You got a CD player?
This wasn't recently.
Nigga still got a CD player, y'all.
This is like a few years ago.
Hey, no need for apologies, fans. We're going to start a GoFundMe. Get this nigga at least an iPod Touch.
Yes. You said iPod Touch?
Yes.
That's so funny.
A shuffle, nigga.
It was a Mass Jizz CD, though, man. And it was this CD that was going in about, like, how men should interact with women in that religion. And you was like, holy shit. I see now why they behave the way that they do. But you was also like, yo, this nigga spitting.
It's toxic, son. It's mad toxic.
My man was definitely on there talking about, like, they brains don't work the same way this shit is. Like, don't even waste your time. And then you just like, wow.
I knew something was up when I went to go shake a Muslim dude's wife, and she was like, nah, I can't.
You went to shake her?
I went to shake her hand.
Oh.
I was at a mosque.
Come here, let me pick you up. Why don't you like bacon?
I have to shake a hand.
He thought it was those little Russian dolls. It was going to open up and there's going to be more in there.
There's more Muslim women inside you.
Yeah. Like an etch-a-sketch. I was trying to...
Let me clear the screen. I went to shake this Muslim woman. What?
I went to shake a hand. I'm sorry. Okay. I went to shake a Muslim dude's wife's hand. And she was like, nah, we don't do that shit over here. And I was like, damn, you can't even shake another nigga hand?
Mm-mm.
Like, they get like, nah, bitch, you mine. Like, you can't. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what that's about.
But here's the thing that they're very honest about, that the men don't have self-control. So the reason why they cover them up is like, yeah, we already know we can't control ourselves. Cover it up. Like, don't even, that's why they go through separate doors. They don't hang out around each other because they know, like, we're humans. We know what the fuck is going to happen. Like, we all know, even if we tell you, like, Allah is watching, we know how you niggas act. You know what I mean? So that's they like, take...
Oh, wow. That's preventative.
It's like, what do you call it? You ever go bowling and you put the shit so you can't get a gutter ball?
Bumpers?
Yeah,
bumpers.
Yeah. Consider the Burka bumpers.
Burka bumpers.
Strike?
Burka bumpers. I like that shit.
I think
you
better,
can't go wrong with that.
Better
you
prevention.
At least want to hit a few pins with them bumpers, bro.
Better prevention is teaching your sons to respect women.
Oh, shit, on International Women's Day. Go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
You trying to say
it? I got a mother and a sister. And
yeah.
I can't stand for seeing dudes disrespecting ladies, man.
Absolutely.
That shit is not cool.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, we...
Except Chudney. Fuck that bitch. I hate Chudney so much.
Who's Chudney?
She stole my Game Boy Color in the 6th grade. She took it right out of my desk. I had just got to the Pokemon League. It was Pokemon Silver version.
Talk
I went to the
it.
Bathroom. I came back from the bathroom. The shit wasn't in my desk no more. I was like, yo, Chudney, empty your backpack, yo. She was like, no, I'm not emptying my backpack. Why? You think I stole something? I was like, that's guilty as fuck. I didn't even.
All that overreaction.
10 years Sean later, she told me she did it. And I, every year on her birthday on Facebook, I'm like, I know what you did. Yeah. I want my shit back.
Chutney, she said that name sounds like a little brat.
What kind
is this? A black kid?
Yeah, she
sounds like a black kid who got like a dad who spoils her and shit.
Chutney.
Ugh. Was she big? The chud part
gives the illusion.
Right?
Chutney sounds like a little girl with a really tight ponytail. You know what I mean? Chutney, like, yeah,
she was put together, but she's just a little.
But she was a little badass.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, my sons are going to respect all women, even Chutney thieving ass.
Word.
I don't have to. They're going to be better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's how I met my first baby mom. She was stealing out of Burlington Coat Factory. And I was like, okay.
Burlington Coat Factory.
I like that bitch with the velour. And I like how the velour, the little velour sweatshirt.
Like I say, juicy across the butt.
Nothing. Yeah. I don't know. You know, when you ready to go, you're ready to go. Which, speaking of which, just to follow up on you, we talked 2 weeks. You was 2 weeks ago. You was quitting porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Checking in. How's it going?
You was doing porn, Derek? I didn't even know this nigga retired. Bruh, that's crazy.
Nah, I'm trying to stop watching porn because it fucks with your brain.
It does.
And I'm doing I'm doing very bad. I'm trying. But
you've been watching?
I've watched a couple clips like these chicks.
How does it fuck with your brain?
Because you get desensitized, medically, it desensitizes you a little
How much porn are y'all niggas watching?
All right. I ain't going to hold you. Pandemic, every day.
Every day.
I found the key to happiness was coming. You come once a day, your life is fine. I don't need nobody.
It's called post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
And
like, I would come before I, like, I so I had gotten this.
I've been shaking you niggas' hands this whole pandemic.
Well, I'm washing my hands.
Yeah, I wear a sock, nigga.
I'm kidding. Yeah. A sock on your dick? Crunchy sock, niggas? That's why I'm so glad I have my own washer dryer. I can't put my laundry in with people's nut socks.
You don't wash the nut sock.
Would you just throw it away?
Yeah, you throw it away, man. You make a decision. Nigga, you gonna put that shit back on your foot?
It'll turn into a cast.
You know when you get in the nuts. You look at that.
I've never known
it.
Oh, nigga.
It's a nut sock.
You gonna be able to sign that sock, nigga. You gotta wash it.
Yeah, when you start doing laundry and you go to roll them up in the ball and the shit, you go.
Nothing in a sock sounds worse than dry jerking.
Huh? Nigga, dry jerking. That's chafing. You can hurt yourself.
But a sock feels abrasive.
Oh no, the sock is just a catch. It's just
net.
You know how like California girls wear beanies, like just on the top of their head.
That is the funniest visual ever. I just pictured your dick with a green juice and yoga pants, talking about the traffic on the 101. I am disgusted. Like, and that's hilarious.
It's like I get the function, but it just looks ridiculous. Yeah. It looks absolutely ridiculous.
He's the California girl beanies.
Just wear the beanie up top. Shit. I can't, Matt.
But yeah, the minute you niggas. See.
Dave is an asshole.
The minute you see the sock getting like weird, you're like, all right, let me get rid of I'm going to throw one away and hold on to the other. You know what I mean? And that's
a multi purpose sock.
It's a pair for a reason.
Yeah.
You got two nuts.
But once the pandemic started, I was like, I ain't bothering nobody. You know what I mean? Boom, I'm going to hold me the fuck down. And then I realized I definitely got desensitized. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because the fucked up thing with porn is whenever you're ready to see something else, you could just you don't got to involve the other motherfucker.
I'm loyal to my porn stars.
Good.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I only watch their videos and I pay for them.
Yo, I used to really like the girl. Like, I used to hate when I saw girls that I like doing shit I ain't like them doing.
Oh, shit. You were trying to save them, sort of. This bitch need to change her life.
Jealousy? She's at work.
That basically? Yeah.
I don't get mad when my favorite cashier at Whole Foods ring up another nigga.
Nah, man.
Why you put his eggs in last?
Some girls were just that beautiful that she'd be like, hey.
Right?
When they
too cute,
you'd
be like, she don't
Stop
need to be
it.
Doing this shit.
Stop it.
When she too bad, you'd be like, she don't need to be. Oh.
Three at a time? No, you're better than this, right?
I'm off camera clapping and got flowers. Good job, sweetie. Way to go. You really showed him.
But the what's the name? I think sometimes like the social media shit can actually bring you into it.
Yeah, man. I be looking at Instagram hoes all day long, be like, oh my God, I'm pent up now.
That's the thing. I'm curious. What do you like? Have you ever seen your explore page?
Oh, my explore page is pretty crazy.
What you like? What's the, can we
it's
see your explore page?
Titties and puppies. That's all it is.
Titties and puppies.
Because that lets you know what somebody's looking at. Your explore page
the
is
algorithm.
Really. Yeah, that shit don't lie, man.
And
that
like
shit
comics.
Do not lie.
Let me see.
The
comedy, just hold it up. Zoom in on the Pickles.
Which way you need me to?
I love his name. His name is Pickles.
Yeah. I call him Pickles, man. You know black people. We can give everybody a goddamn nickname. For no reason. Like, what was your nickname growing up, Matt?
My nickname was Sheep.
What was it?
They used to call me Sheep.
Girls everywhere. Comic books.
Oh, is that what that is? Superheroes and Spider-Man and shit?
Niggas fighting and shit. More girls, yo, chicks. I love me your shit, girl.
That's more funny, girls, though. If I had to look at this, I would assume that this is a teenage boy, though. This is funny, though.
Yeah,
holy
man.
Shit.
Why is that?
Do you know any of these girls?
I absolutely know it.
That's crazy. There's that many Instagram chicks out here? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. That's Nip for some reason.
He ain't got no shirt on either.
My shit is weirder
than
yours.
What the fuck is that?
Niggas cutting vegetables.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy, like Aladdin knives. Yeah, you know,
what the fuck is that?
Poor girl, just right. Where the puppies at? Where my dog.
Yeah, you ain't no puppies.
My shit is just haircuts.
Yeah,
and
waves are spinning. By the way,
oh, thank you.
What's yours? Can you show yours?
Yeah, mine is just hip hop and can you see
I
that?
I think that camera.
He'll zoom in on it.
Oh, it's over
just
there.
Just hold it up.
Nope. There we go. There
you go.
Pivot in. Yeah. See, it's just there's some Bobby Shmurda stuff. I don't know why she crying. That's weird.
Explore page is pretty insane.
Oh, no, don't look at that. I got a text message. What the fuck?
That's pretty insane what they'll show. Like,
yeah.
It's just showing you like a snap of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, his haircut. There's a butt.
Six.
Fucking Tekashi, goofy ass. It's the crying girl again. They want me to see
really
that.
Popular. I hope she's not
chicken
missing.
Jay-Z warned the
your chart is pretty tame. Okay, so you're led.
Yeah, because I don't let my demons control me.
Really?
That's good.
Yeah, you're pretty wholesome on social media, huh?
I have a burner phone, but I don't talk about that.
I wish I came from a classier stock of people that would have taught
man.
Me to have like a
I was
separate.
Kidding about a burner. I don't have a burner phone.
But you understand what I'm saying? Some people know to have that.
Yeah, I mean, like, drug dealers mostly.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids who were selling drugs just out of their mom's house. Like, yeah, come on up here. Like, they don't have that kind of
stupid.
Common sense.
Don't shit where you eat.
Don't shit where you eat.
Somebody had to teach these motherfuckers. I don't know.
Okay, we're at the halfway mark. You got any plugs, Matt? You got any more things you want to tell them?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sorry, run your plugs,
run
man.
Them down, bro.
Oh, check it out. Check
give me
it
some
out.
Plug music, Dylan.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Let me run down the plugs one time. You could catch me in May in Arizona every day from the 20th to the 23rd. So that's really like 3 days. Yes.
What club?
House of Comedy.
Oh, why? Yeah.
And Dave gonna be joining me.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in the works, baby. What else? New York Comedy Club. Show a nigga love. It's on the roof.
Bars.
Follow him on Instagram as Matt Was Funny, man. Great boy. What you got for us, man?
What we got coming up? Comedy Lives. The piece that me and Young Paco filmed.
Paco?
It was the love letter to New York. Me and him filmed it on 5 different cool drone cameras and cinematic cameras. We dropping it April 2nd, but we're doing a light showing March 10th and March 16th. Yes, over at Eastville. Me, Amina, Dave Temple will be doing a nice little 30-minute Well, I'm doing 30 minutes, but my friends will be there to do the time that we're doing. We're working on a new set for a new special, so we're going to start working that out over there at Eastville Comedy Club. And tell them what we got going on coming up, Dave.
This weekend, March 12th, we're in Westchester, Pennsylvania. All of us, myself, Derek Gaines, and the premiere of Pickles the Producer. Pickles, are you ready?
Dylan doing stand-up, nigga.
Baby, I'm always ready.
All right, boy.
So look, we're taking the whole camera crew down. We're making a big production out of it. All right, so this is the deal. We're probably going to put that behind the gas wall as bonus content. All right, so if you fuck with us on YouTube, but you haven't really came over and see, Get on over to gasdigitalnetwork.com/NNFA. All right.
And make
all
sure
of
you
our classic episodes
black
up there. Any bonus material.
Make sure to use our promo code.
Use the promo code NNFA. You get the episodes a week early. You get them in, what's it, HD, 4K, all that bullshit.
What did Derek say that one time? 4D?
4D.
We're running with 4D.
But yeah, subscribe that, and then you get like tons of other shows that are on the network,
tons
man,
of shows.
So check it out. All right, on YouTube right now, we need to get to 4,000 subscribers, people. I need to be at 4,000 subscribers.
Where y'all at right now?
We're at about 3,100.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I need to get to 4,000. Yeah. We'll figure out what we're going to do for you guys after that, but definitely make sure you get the hoodies, podcastmerch.com/NNFA.
You going to put your
these
special
hoodies,
on? You going to put your special on the...
My special? No, well, I think we're going to shoot something else. I'm going to shoot something else. I'm going to shoot something else to do bonus content for you guys on that aspect. But the hoodies are available at podcast.merch.com/NNFA. If you've ordered them already, thank you. All of them will go out once we're done this batch. So the closeout for these hoodies is March 22nd.
March 22nd.
We're extending it.
We're extending
it
to March 22nd. So once we get to March 22nd and we get a batch on all of the hoodies, we're going to send them all out. Thank you, everybody who's already bought them and joined the Black Air Force One gang. We appreciate your support so much.
Make sure you watch Why Was I at Home Anyway on the NNFA page. Derek Gaines' 35-minute special I did in my mom's garage. It's very fun. Homemade comedy, baby. Something you can watch. Kill some time and some funny shit on there. I wouldn't put it out if it wasn't good. So, all right, watch that too. And I love everybody watching.
This dude has tainted all of the blunts. This is an Atlanta nigga right here. All right, y'all.
That's great.
That's it for plugs? That's it for plugs.
I think that's it for plugs.
All right, man. So, what else we got going on here, man, people?
Can we...
What you got? You look like you saw like heavy on your line.
Like I know Coming to America came out.
Yeah.
And I love that it was black gold. It was everybody that I wanted to see in a movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm a purist because Coming to America, the first one, was my favorite flick. So I saw, I didn't expect it to be as good as the classic, but I'm just shout out to all my friends in it. And that's all I got to say about that. Because how did y'all feel?
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
I just loved it. All my friends got big shots. They took them. It was a good time.
I watched it twice. I was able to watch it with my 10-year-old, so that was a
dope.
That was
okay.
A cool
family
thing.
Time.
You know, I understand most of this movie was shot in Rick Ross' house.
That's pretty fly.
That's some
shout out to the Ricky, right the boss, Ricky Ross,
Jiggy,
my man. Like you understand, they from Zamunda is this nigga's crib. Like,
that's pretty. I can't wait for him to put that in a song.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level.
First
of flex.
Floor was Zamunda. Lemon pepper on my zebra.
Shout out to Pears.
Pears.
Yeah, man. I just knew, as a purist, I'll say this. I just go, the first Coming to America had a hungry Eddie and a hungry Arsenio, and it was directed by the dude that directed Thriller. So there's...
John Landis?
Yeah.
You know, Eddie choked him out.
That's so funny. On the set,
Eddie choked John Landis. The story goes that Eddie had another project he was working on, had some writers there, like on the set or whatever, and John was like, "What y'all doing here?" And they was like, "We're working on a project for Eddie." And he was like, "Did you get paid?" And they were like, "Well, it's coming. We still working on the project." He was like, "Don't be scared to demand your money from Eddie Murphy." So Eddie walks in, and John is like, "Give these motherfuckers their money, blah blah blah." Eddie grabs John by the throat.
Okay.
Jokingly, he said. And then he talked to his boy, Fruity.
Okay. I remember Fruity.
He's like, "Fruity, what happened when people put my business in the street?" Fruity said, "They get fucked up." Definitely black Air Force energy.
Yeah. Shout out to the Murph Man, man.
I want some goons,
but yeah,
man.
But shout out to Jermaine Fowler, my man. He got that star role.
You got goons
shit.
Yet?
I don't have goons. I carry, I stay with that thing on me.
Yeah. But like, would you roll with security? Would you roll with security?
Can't wait, because then I can buy more jewelry.
Well, yeah, not only that, because it's like, that's the best way to handle beef is like, do me a favor. Fuck him up for me. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? To have somebody to be
shout out to all my homies that did offer their security services to me because they see the potential that I have. Yeah. All my big niggas from selling all that.
Big homie D-Ray, he stay with the security all the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trey. That's my dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've seen some shit where D-Ray was talking to a chick and a nigga get mad just like some random ancillary nigga. And he tried to go talk to D-Ray. Trey's like, nah, chill. What are you doing? He's like, no, let me go talk to that man. Let me talk to that man.
Yeah.
D-Ray be like, what's up, little nigga? He's just a smooth operator, man. Yeah. That's big bro.
Who? Do you get that yet? Do you get people kind of like, hey, I just need to talk to you for a second?
I don't be where those people be.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can't stop smiling.
You don't miss it at all? You don't
what?
Like
the train crowds?
The hood, like the little bit of that energy of
not even a little bit.
God bless you, man. Shit.
I know you do. You're talking like you're a little.
I get mad when I sit like this past. I mean, I know the city was shut down, but like just sitting on the stoop and nothing was happening. You know what I mean? I'd be like, come on, man. It's like there's some Dominicans that at the shop across the street. They argue a lot, but they don't never fight. It's like,
Argh. Oh, you want to see some action? Yeah.
It's summertime. You know what I mean?
I will say I do miss when we was doing open mics in Philly. When, you know, the comics were getting fights with some of the audience members because they would talk shit and then the snaps wouldn't go over well and then the niggas be waiting for them outside the club. That was always pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't... Is there a time... when's the last time you kind of left a show like, ooh, they might be waiting for me?
Shit. Very long time. I haven't seen one of them in a long time. I've always rolled with the dudes that did that shit, but every time... usually my jokes go over pretty well.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Because
if you're dealing with a heckler, you don't go at the heckler.
I get him a little bit, but you know, the last few hecklers I've had just been like drunk white girls.
I try my best to make the heckler feel silly for even speaking in the first place.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
And then I try to make them be my friend.
Absolutely.
I had a heckler experience where I was in PA and I had a couple of weeds. And just several weeds.
Like one, two weeds?
Yeah, two marijuana needles.
Okay.
And I was on stage, and this nigga he would not shut up. He was like talking, trying to like finish the punchline, whatever. In his mind, he was helping.
Yeah.
I look at his table. He has three Coronas in front of him. His girl is drinking water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you this fucked up off three beers? Ew.
Yeah.
And then he went like this. So let me show the camera. He said,
oh, no.
I said, what, you going to finger bang me, nigga? I ain't scared of your finger bangs.
Yeah.
After the show, I'm outside smoking a Black and Mild, and this motherfucker pulled up. He was like, hey, talk your funny shit now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I went Stevie Wonder, huh? I just called.
I don't think Tuff has ever beat funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because, like, even if you're a tough guy, even if you get your hands on the funny guy and beat him up in front of everybody, everyone's just going to hate you. You know what I mean? Like, there's never a time. Like, being funny is so much better than being tough, man.
Absolutely.
Holy shit, man.
Because you get the friends. Like, you ever see that clip? I don't know if you can pull it up. Where some white comic's on stage doing his guitar or whatever, and somebody rushes stage and he hit the nigga with the guitar, and then everybody hated him after that.
El
Kabong.
It's typing he came to comic me. Comic hits heckler with guitar. You
it
know
was
what I mean?
Nuts.
It's a ridiculous.
It was so nuts. Funny. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Whew.
This comic we all know got his jaw wired shut at a club in
Brooklyn.
And I went there like a couple weeks after that incident. And them niggas thought I was him.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you got your wires out? And I was like, no, what? Huh? No, that wasn't even me.
They came back?
That wasn't even me.
Wow, and the club let him in, too. Yeah, 2-drink minimum. Oh, come on back. Like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, that was not me.
Yeah, my that's how I was. Yeah, I got here.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
here's
it.
The guy
oh,
here.
Hilarious.
Is this guy still a comic?
I know. It's okay.
That's Barry Ribs.
I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't even be
fucked. It might not be Nirvana, man, but by God, it's okay.
So he doing all right? Got a harmonica.
Oklahoma,
how long is this video?
He does his thing, but you know, it's so funny.
No, really, don't mess with me, because I don't come down to the bus station and slap the dick out of your mouth when you're working, do it.
Okay.
Stock
shit.
Stocky.
Oh, get on up here, motherfucker.
Watch this shit. Dang!
He swung it. I love it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
The crowd...
I'm sorry, man. The guy fucking came at me.
See that?
He sounded like George Bush.
Now, that guy's name is Kevin Moore, right? And wow. I'm trying to see if he's still out there. Like, is he still doing comedy?
That shit is crazy.
There's something that says, where is Kevin Moore nowadays?
We should get him on the show.
Right? And he's got to be selling cars by now, right?
Like, that's a car salesman
energy right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yo, buy this fucking car. Like, he's a pushy salesman, you know what I mean? And you don't know why you're buying, but you feel a little bit scared.
You got that Bobby O'Shea energy.
Bobby O'Shea. Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
I was like, who's Bobby O'Shea? Kevin Moore. I don't know. If you find anything, Pickles, comedian Kevin Moore, let me know if he's still out there doing things.
Pickles.
Yeah, man, I call him Pickles because Dylan, you know, Dill Pickles.
Dill Pickles,
you know
yes.
I mean? And it's better than, he just calls it My Nigga Negree, which is like,
My Nigga Negree. Because his last name is Negree. And Nigga Negree, it's alliteration. You know I'm good with words. I used acronyms when I first started.
I love, yeah, Derek, you did. Derek has no problem.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a lot of acronyms.
Oh, yeah, the acronym
I'm
guy.
Acronym king. Go over your apartment because evidently a nigga starving. Goya beans.
That was like, Goya
that's
beans.
Me.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was. That was the corny shit I used to do.
Yeah, yeah, the PB&J.
Y'all used to rip my ass.
What was the PB?
Mercilessly.
No, the DP.
Y'all used to drag me when I at the bar and at the Laugh House after I got off stage. This nigga with the PBJB. Peanut butter and jelly burrito or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. My boy, he used to try to be like you. You know
I remember
I mean? With that
I
shit.
Remember.
And he
was a trendsetter back in Philly.
He would try to find these weird little alliterations.
Everybody was trying to do that word
to
shit.
To also
man.
Try or like these clever things. I remember one
that's
that he used
up.
To do that
you
used to crack.
You inspiring the youths.
But it was weird
in
to watch
my
homie
days.
Do it. It was weird to watch my homie do it. My homie used to close this show out and be like, "All right, y'all, I'm out of here like bald men. Good night."
Niggas was always trying to do
oh, out of hair.
See? All because Derek, because I used to do, what was it? Gangsta Breakfast.
Oh.
Gangsta Breakfast joke made everybody go, oh, I could do that too.
I'm Pop-Tarts.
Yeah,
I'm cereal.
Yes. Honestly, that whole shit. Yeah.
Can't stop smiling. Is that video still on
That's
YouTube,
up.
The one that you did with Vaughn?
Derek Gaines, Who Got Jokes?
Because I'm just curious about that. Like,
Bill
okay,
Bellamy's Who
you're
Got
a
jokes.
Young comic doing this. Like, ballpark, how long would you say it took you to write that? Because that's at least a minute. Of all of this cereal and breakfast
that's
shit.
Only child problems.
We could scrap it right here, right now.
Yeah,
if
you understand? Like, do you got
to
write down all of the breakfasts?
And I was like, what? Because you had to, here you go, listen.
Listen to me, I don't really have a
look at a young Derek Gaines with that awful outfit.
I remember that shirt.
My mom raised me in like spoon, silver spoon in mouth. But see, like, you know, I could never be gangsters because gangsters got too many rules. Gangsters can't do nothing. Gangsters can't eat ice cream.
Dummy.
Gangsters can't drink peach tea. Gangsters can't apply for health insurance. You got to be ready to die when you a gangster.
That's Tommy from Martin. I thought I was the fucking goat right here.
Tommy.
Like, I remember, it was crazy.
Rest in peace.
Like, I remember, this is what happened. Tripped me out, right? I had a
I
dream.
I didn't know how to talk
I'm
yet.
Only child. I'm really wild like that. I had this dream. I had a gangster breakfast. Dig this, cuz. I had a gangster
Dig
breakfast.
This,
and no, it wasn't me mad at a Dunkin' Donuts. Like, my actual English muffin was mad at my waffle. Because there was too much bread on the same plate, like the plate was a hood, right? English muffin came to my wife, was like, yo, I was with your Aunt Jemima last night, got real sticky, son. Waffle came back like, yo, with the French toast, home fries. I can get you scrambled right where you stand. You don't know who I cinnamon roll with. Yo, screw your sausage links, cuz. I got all my nooks and crannies behind me. We can scrap it right here, right now, if you want to. Keep talking grits, yo. Keep talking grits, yo. I don't know what corned beef hash you toasted on, but
yeah.
I
think, are you wearing black Air Force
down
ones?
I'm wearing an ACG.
I'm Pop-Tarts. I'm cereal. Biscuit.
I thought I was the guy. It's a corny fucking joke.
Yo, well, you know what?
Derek Gaines,
funny.
I'll talk to y'all.
Yeah. watching that, I realized that also inspired me to get up off my ass because when I saw this, I was a comic.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, you know, making a little bit of money on the weekend in Philly.
Yeah.
You know, working a job during the weekend. You get a little pussy. And I remember I'm laying in bed one day. I didn't go to work on Monday. Me and Shorty laying in the bed looking at TV. This shit, come on. And I'm in the
motivation.
Bed,
motivation.
Like, cause I'm in here, like, I know this nigga, and she's looking at me like, yeah, right.
I call him right now. Like, I'll call him right now.
That's, yeah,
say that ain't my
exactly.
nigga. Say that ain't my nigga. Hold up. Wait. Hey, no, okay.
See, bitch, I told you I know him. I told you right. I know
it's
him.
It's going.
This him right here.
It's going to voicemail, but I know him. Look at the text thread. See the text thread. I said, what up? He said, what up? That's my friend. I know people.
That is, if you get
six
to
degrees
that point,
of separation.
If you get to that point in anything in your life where you're saying you know and you got to chant like that,
you gotta get off your ass.
You wrong.
Get off your ass.
You wrong, man. And I was 100% wrong because I was like, shit, man. She did not believe me. She did not believe me. I'm like, I'm a comic too. I know that nigga.
She's like, but he a comic comic.
Yeah, yeah. So evil. Get up off my ass.
Yeah, man. I used to
work. I decided I wanted to be a grown ass man.
Damn right.
I'm fucking around.
I like that shit.
Anyway. It's so stupid.
No, I used to work at the church. Remember, I used to work church. I was vacuuming. I was a janitor at my big church.
Yeah, yeah.
I came up with that joke there.
Oh.
And I was just, because I used to vacuum floors for 3 hours.
Now, what was your process like? What kind of jobs did you have coming up? Like, that weren't comedy, but like hustles to...
Master King. Go ahead, tell him, boy.
I started selling comedy tickets at 14 years old in Times Square.
Dang.
Ooh, wow.
In order to get stage time, because I knew I wanted to do this shit when I was like 6. And I was like, all right, how? And niggas was like, oh, you got to go out, sell tickets, pay your dues. So yeah. I did that from 14 to 17 before I got on stage for the first time. Like, the first 3 years, they was like, hey, whatever, little nigga, you... Keep selling tickets. You're cute. People buy from you. Then 17, I did a show. I was doing like little weird college shows, like Brooklyn College and shit like that, that friends would book me on. But it was 18 when I got my first shot at a club. I was opening a hypnosis show for this nigga, Justin Trance. He was a hypnotist.
Okay.
And I would open it with 15 minutes of comedy magic.
Okay.
And then one night, a comic didn't show up for a spot on a show, and they was like, you got 15 minutes, just stand up, don't do none of that magic shit. It's like, ew.
Was Strawberry Milk Fake a joke yet, or was that later?
Strawberry Milk Fake, yeah, comics, that was about that girl Keisha, man.
Yeah.
But comics, we do that. When we see like another black comic that's diverse, like shit, has diverse talent, we be like, stop cheating.
Just
do what I do so I could be better than you.
Shout out to Greer. Greer told me, he was like, your magic is strong. And your comedy is strong, but your comedy need to be as strong as your magic.
Word.
So I left magic alone for 10 years just to work on joke writing and timing and all that.
So you never really punched the clock. You've always been hustling in entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, the only job I've ever had, like a job, outside of like theater shit or touring with plays, was at Ripley's, believe it or not. I used to stand on a box and do magic tricks for $25 an hour.
Holy shit. Wow. Yo, shout out to Matt Richards for not ever being on the government payroll.
Yeah, I did have a job.
He gets no unemployment.
But that was another.
There's no social security for you.
None. No plan B. The only plan B is plan A.
Yeah.
Word.
And you were always good at this shit. I remember I used to bark with Matt Richards, man. And Matt was the master of doing this, man, because we'd be giving up. Like, well, man, fuck, we ain't about to get this show started. And Matt would always do this shit where he'd be like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight besides ignoring my black ass? And I would always be like, that's the cheesiest thing in the world.
Yo, man,
say,
that
Matt.
Shit used to. I remember you was doing that.
Dude, Matt would follow a group down the street.
Yep.
What are y'all doing tonight besides ignoring my black ass? And I'd be like, I hate when he do that. Then he'd come back with the whole group.
Yep.
The thing
and
is,
somehow,
everybody is a yes. They just don't know it yet.
See that?
Ooh.
Deep shit. Deep.
Like
sales.
Do you remember what else you would say? Because I would always
so many things.
I wouldn't follow you past the pizza shop.
Yeah.
So when we used to bark at the
all
bleaker,
kinds of goofy shit.
Yeah. So just, see, I never knew what to say. I was a terrible barker, man. Like, what would you say? I'm saying it like I'm about to start barking now. I just want to know how to be successful at it.
I'd just be like, if y'all don't come to the show, I hope you break up.
Yeah, I remember all that shit.
You know, the couple that laughs together stays together. Fucking. Her side nigga want to bring her to the show.
Oh,
just silly thing.
Wow.
And dudes be like, side nigga, I'll show you. Bitch, we going to laugh.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yes, when I was barking, it was definitely Black Air Force energy.
Yeah.
Hands down. I was the president of the fan club of the Black Air Forces.
Jesus Christ. Shit. Yeah. Because that would definitely, you got us to stop. You definitely got us to stop at that point.
It got me comfortable with rejection at an early age. Word. And once I realized that the worst somebody can say to you is no, it doesn't hurt to talk to everybody.
Wow. So this nigga's Gandhi. He's like, comedy Gandhi. This motherfucker. Because I used to run with him. When I first got to New York, Matt was one of the first things
adventures.
I met.
I hated Derek.
Hated me.
Really? Why was that?
I didn't hate him. I just didn't understand how somebody so green could have the confidence that he had.
It's crazy, right?
It was absurd to me.
Yeah.
I would watch him, and he would have great sets. He talked very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah. And I'd just be like, I would laugh if I understood what this nigga said. I wanted him to come with subtitles. And then one day, I got dumped by this girl who was like, you take your comedy more serious than our relationship. I was like, duh.
Duh.
Stupid.
Duh.
She took the ring that I gave her. She threw it, and the shit landed in a puddle or some shit. It was raining outside. And I'm on my hands and knees looking for it. And here come Derek, goofy ass, with his red sneakers.
Red looking, sneakers, nigga. Looking at red sneaker face. Mm-hmm. Chipper, bro.
And he was like, are you looking for this? He just held up the ring, and the way the light hit it, I was on one knee. It looked like a proposal.
Oh, wow.
Pretty.
And I was like, we supposed to be friends now.
Supposed to be friends, bro. And that's okay. How it happened.
Jesus Christ, man. That's hilarious, though, the whole proposal shit. Because I don't think anybody liked Derek. But, I mean, I didn't have a problem with you. I just had a weird thing.
Chris hated me. Rest
Chris
in peace.
Hated you.
Monroe used to tease the shit out of me. You just used to have suits on. I remember you used to come from work.
You and my girl got into it my very first time coming to open mic. And Derek, even then, he's green, but he's carrying himself. You could tell, like, oh, this is the king of the scene right now. Mm-hmm. This is the king of all open micers right now.
Yeah, I was trying to
Derek has always had superstar energy.
I put my name on the list, but I don't get on, so I'm still trying to support the shit. I sit down in the show, and like a jackass, me and my girl, we sit right up front. You know what I mean? I'm buying drinks, I'm supporting the show, whatever, right? And Derek come out, you know, Derek is Derek. Mm-hmm. He come out, hey, what's going on, Helium? How we doing? Got people out here. Got two niggas sitting up front. That was his first thing. And my girl was real, like, pro-black at the time, you know.
Yowza.
Like, so she was like, to what? To what? Like, yeah. And it brought the whole shit to a screeching halt.
Man, I'm Skippy.
Right, because now I'm the big black boyfriend who's like, I got to back up my girl. And it's like, all right, like, I can beat this nigga up, but, like, I want to get in here. And this guy seems like he's somebody, babe. Like, just let him call you a nigga.
Why
like,
you have to say something? You're foolish. You're so foolish.
I can't apologize, but that was I'm glad we met off that. I ain't going to say sorry, but I'm glad we met from
hey,
that.
Hey, man.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Nah, we don't say sorry.
We don't say sorry on this show.
We don't say sorry. Did you say sorry for anything in 2020? Because if you did, we're going to take it back right now.
You ain't do shit, but just, you was the king, man. You was leading protests. You was hosting outside. You was
I had a very productive
year. You host
right now. Hold on. First of all, if New York is about to open back up, which is great.
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
The entire time that New York was down, my man, you was running one of the hottest fucking comedy shows.
I mean, I had some live shows that was very jiggy and lots of fun. Shout out to my producers, Tiana and Billy, that they are the dynamic duo that put together the lineups and everything.
Yeah.
Make sure we got the dope venues and motherfuckers was coming out having a good time.
Awesome.
That was dope to just
make
watch.
It clap.
Cause I was also kind of like jealous. I'm like, yo, you know how strong this nigga's gonna be after this week? Cause you never missed a beat. You didn't miss a weekend.
I did. So when the lockdown started, I didn't have a job or any prospects or anything. I started selling a little weed again.
Okay.
And
we always go right back.
Yeah,
it
was easy. It was
Black
easy.
Care Force 1 Energy. It doesn't leave.
Was you the one that was saying that when the government start legalizing all this weed, that's when you knew we was at our wit's end?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, man, you got to start legalizing
that's
the weed.
Way, that's what everybody does when they're at their wit's end.
Easy did it. Remember Easy on Straight Outta Compton when he couldn't get no more records, and then right before the cancer hit or the AIDS hit, he was selling weed like, I could put this shit in a bag. So it's Easy. And that's when Easy was going down that road, man. That's before he found Bone Thugs and Harmony, nigga. That was right before, like, he was fucked up. But you found your Bone Thugs and Harmony.
The gig came back, and for a couple months, I would say that I was the only comic working in America.
Yeah.
I was clocking 7 nights a week doing the HQ hosting shit while we weren't supposed to be. But
any guilt with that at all? Good for you.
It was remote as fuck. I never came into contact
with
another human.
I'm not talking about on like the spreading anything. I'm talking about being the comic
you was
that's kind of
like the only
months.
Nigga working. It
the
was
only
wild.
Motherfucker cashing
I was
the
happy
check.
For you. I was like, my nigga, that.
Felt I donated a lot to charity the whole time, so I was like, "There, here you go, charity."
Yeah, charity is not a stripper, by the way. It's not a stripper.
No. Yeah, and then when the protests and everything was going on, I was just fucking, I had to be a part of shit. I was like, let me get out here. I got a megaphone from the office. I'll go down every day, and them niggas pushed me to the front of the shit right in
That's
front of the
police.
That's
what happens when you got the megaphone, yeah.
No, it was because I had a suit on, and these niggas were like, he's got something to say. I was like, I have nothing right now.
You should have had your grill. They would have been like, excuse me, go to the back, please.
Don't let him speak. He doesn't speak for us. Not with those teeth.
You know what I want to do? I got to get a grill just so I can go to my kids' parent-teacher association meetings and shit like that. I just want to show up and talk to teachers with a grill in my mouth. You know what I mean?
It honestly, I'm living the life that 14-year-old Matt wished he had.
Wow.
Yeah, because you ride the what's the shit called?
One wheel, my electric board.
Is that what it's called? A one wheel?
Because it was winter.
It was cold, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. It's called a one wheel. That's my preferred mode of transportation. Also, I don't know how to drive, so
why don't you get that handle, man? That's a serious New York thing, man.
I don't trust myself,
dude. What you mean you don't trust yourself?
I have ADD.
Ah,
I'm wrap
okay,
around
you
a tree
know what?
Quick.
That's actually admirable, because yeah, there's a lot of motherfuckers who don't belong on the road, and you know that.
Uh-huh.
You know that.
I belong comfortably nestled in the back of a Suburban, sipping a cold brew.
There you go, boy.
Checking my stock portfolio.
Absolutely.
As it should be. Dogecoin, nigga, to the moon.
Do you drink in Ubers? Like,
no, I mean, everybody thinks I'm an alcoholic because I am. And it's just such a negative stereotype. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, dude,
I don't drink in Ubers. I have.
Yeah.
But I
what about
don't.
When flying? Do you get fucked up to fly?
I have never been on a plane sober.
Really?
I hate flying. I hate being off the ground.
Huh.
I hate flying too.
God wanted us to fly and give us wings.
Nah, man, because I had a freak out. I was on some edibles on this flight to Atlanta, and it was my first flight that I wasn't on first class. And I was like seat 22 back near the window, and I just saw all those people in front of me, and I was just all claustrophobic.
Jeez.
And I had to breathe in my nose out to them. I'm about to get off this flight. Nah, so I was like, I can't do this shit.
Wow.
So I need space, because first class takes some of the anxiety away from me. So
hey, and when the plane go down, you die first.
Yeah, but at least you go extended.
You go quick.
I had three meals in you. They still got your coat and coat check. They call you Mr. Gaines, so fuck it. That's the way I'm going.
I got to figure out something. I just did a red eye last night to get here this morning, and I fucking...
You was in Arizona?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great, man. Dope. House of Comedy is fucking great.
I love that
man.
Spot.
That's a dope room. My first time playing at a
I'm doing it in August.
Yeah, so... But I was smoking before I got to the airport, and I think I registered the shit. I think I got molested at TSA.
Okay, talk about it.
And I'm not 100% sure whether I was just high and registered it the wrong way.
Okay.
But I went through the metal detector thing.
All right, the little thing.
And they was like, it beeped, go back. And it was, he got a belt on. Take your belt off. So I take the belt
That's
off.
That's how it starts.
And I hand it to the dude, and he sent me back in, and I go. And then he goes,
not
we
COVID.
Still got something. And so he's like, I'm about to take my hands, and I'm just going to pat in your waistline in the front area. So I go ahead and let him do his thing. But my man, like, he's doing the pat down.
He cupped when he should have patted?
No, he patted, but he hit my dick 4 times. Like, he didn't adjust the pat once he felt like, oh, that's you?
What is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
Good old Eddie Murphy joke.
Weapon of mass destruction.
And I'm like, you know, like, even when a girl just nudge your dick, you're aware of it. You're like, hey. So, like, this is a dude. So I'm extra like, hey, all right, that's it. Hey, you kept going.
Hey.
Right? So then he stopped.
Did he put a sock on it, like a beanie?
He did change his gloves afterwards, but that was offensive also.
These dirty dick gloves?
But then he was like, all right, now I'm going to go up and down your leg, which he went from the inside, but he's only doing the thighs. And again, every time he went up, he hit my dick. And then he did the other leg.
It's too thorough.
And I'm like,
again on the other?
Wow. And I'm like, I got a flight to catch. I got to be in New York in a couple hours. So
I don't have time to take you on a date, nigga. I have places to be. I appreciate it.
Yo.
It's not you, it's me.
But I'm really like, I wanted to complain, man.
He's like,
I wanted to speak to somebody.
Yeah, the TSA nigga with the beautiful hazel eyes and the soft skin.
He violated me, man.
Supple lips.
He violated me. I've been to jail and I haven't been patted down like
Damn,
that.
Damn, that's crazy.
I never been to jail. I've been arrested for doing magic tricks.
Good for you.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah. Because they got to take everything with you.
They were asking me for all the fucking explanations of why I had sponge balls and
Hold on, did you go to the precinct or they
I went to the precinct. These niggas were taking
and they pulling all the shit out so your pockets.
What is this? Magic. What is this? Magic. How come this quarter got a hole in it? I was like, nigga, what the fuck? I told you why.
Do you have any?
Why you got
sharp?
All this rope? Handcuff keys. Nigga, I am a sorcerer.
You have anything that's going to stick me?
Yes. My wand.
Yes.
You fucking asshole. Oh, shit.
But I sat in that cell for a half hour, and then the owner of the comedy club came to get me out. He's like, you got 3 shows tonight. Come on. Let's go. Fuck out of here.
They take off Matt hat and doves fly out. Oh, Johnson, get over here.
You fucking up all my tricks.
Can you please let me take the rabbit in the cell?
Get my rabbit.
He's lactose intolerant. My rabbit got the sugar. He's diabetic. Don't give my rabbit no Skittles. He's going to die.
He said he got the sugar.
I got a diabetic rabbit.
You can't get that glitter back in his bomb. Stop that
That's
shit.
Only supposed to come out after the finale. Anybody have a funnel? I got to put all this glitter back in the fucking thing. Y'all fucking up my 7 o'clock show. Officers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. It's an hour. We're an hour and 3.
Oh, my God, man. Matt, thank you so much,
Next
man,
time I pull up, down. I'm going to have some dancers.
All right. Yeah, man. That should be fun, man. Oh, throw some money around, man. Matt, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you at, bro.
Yeah, man. Let them know.
If you want to be my friend, Matt was funny.
On Instagram, right?
On Instagram, Twitter, on TikTok. I'm working on my TikTok. It's Matt Richards 808. That's when I thought I was going to be a music producer.
I can't stop smiling. That's the best intro to a beat. I can't stop smiling.
Smile, bitch. Living my best life.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Pickles, say goodbye to the people, man.
Y'all know where to find me. If y'all hate me, please go comment on my own fucking podcast. Go comment your hate. You're going to come and hate? Go comment on my fucking podcast.
Talk your shit, kid.
Doped Up and Dying at Dylan J. Negri. Where's my camera? So make sure you go talk your shit there. Go watch my shit. We got Dave, Derek on there. We got a bunch of funny motherfuckers. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Gang, gang.
Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, goodbye to the people. I love y'all. Make sure y'all go to The Great Boy, at The Great Boy, TheGreatBoy. And just keep watching TV, man. I got some stuff coming out. It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
I'm Dave Temple on all platforms, DaveTempleComedy.com. Check me out. Peace.
No need for apologies.
Oh, all right. Shit.
Oh, you made it to the end of the episode.
Yeah, you did. And congrats.
That means you fuck with us. All right, here's the deal, man. You want these episodes a week early? Hit the link in the bio. Use promo code NNFA for a 14-day trial to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You want a hoodie? Where can I get it?
Hey, you can go to podcastmerch.com. Remember, March 22nd is the cutoff date. So get your black on black for your black on black. Change the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. The black on black, no need for apologies, gang. Get your hats, get your hoodies, because we out here. Huh?